Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
I don't know if we've spoken about making mistakes.
You can't ever talk about it enough, you know?
It's true. If we've done that, then that's a mistake, and ooh, I have something to say about it.
Ooh, boom.
Look at that. So, making mistakes is human. We are all incredibly human, the lot of us. And we make mistakes. They can be little ones, like forgetting to say thank you, or they can be big ones, like insert your own big, huge mistake that keeps you up at night here. But the important part is that we acknowledge them, we learn something from them, and we move on and try to be better because of them.
Yeah, you know, I think about especially those big ones. Like, this is another thing that has come in my adulthood of, like, as you grow up and as you go through experiences and as things change for you, like, you start to learn that sometimes those, like, the times where you, like, apologize to someone can lead to, like, a really honest discussion and
yes,
can lead to kind of rebuilding that relationship stronger than before.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, I think about, like, the times that I have, you know, lost my temper or disappointed someone or, I don't know, made an offhanded joke that really upset somebody. Those kinds of things where that, if handled correctly and if you sincerely apologize and try to make it better, you learn more about that person and you learn more about yourself and you can grow closer because of it.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I made some big old goof-ups this year and for the past couple years, but I think that they were extremely valuable in the way that I approached them afterwards. Because, yeah, I still think about it, but the important part is having those learning moments. And conversely, too, seeing other people make mistakes and how they acknowledge them and move on from them and learn from them is also a really good judgment way to get somebody's character. As you were saying, Travis, like seeing how other people react to it. I give so much credit to people who make mistakes and acknowledge them and can communicate about them and learn from them. Because other people are going to make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. And it's so much better to see people that make mistakes and acknowledge them.
I think I'm going to go ahead and put myself on blast. We did do a previous episode on this. I believe it was goofing up. And it was because we met up to record this podcast and I was late.
And did that make you feel bad?
And I was so in my head about it. I just went and, like, when we did the episode things, I was just like, you know what? We're going to do this. It's going to be about goofing up. And I feel like you all both were very reassuring that on that particular day, my not great decision making didn't have any sort of life altering consequences. But it was an interesting sort of live exercise in that, like, you know, I still wish that I had planned well because it is great to be thoughtful to your friends, but that the world doesn't end if things don't always go the way you want them to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, look at that. We did good. I made a mistake. In future, I will write down the topics.
We do 3 episodes a week. There's going to be repeats.
Yeah.
You know?
I keep circling back to this one. I intentionally stayed quiet. I don't know if that was wrong. I was just like, oh, yeah.
No,
you did great. Because that's the thing.
Even
day to day, I gain new insight and thoughts on stuff. And so, like, the idea of, like, well, we talked about that a month ago, but you know what? I feel differently about it today than I did a month ago. So I think it's not a mistake to circle back on a topic. In fact, I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, I guess it's the reason that I brought this up today was just because I've been feeling it lately, I think. And I see when people make mistakes and apologize, it just kind of I to me, that's almost better than not ever screwing up, because just good to see people react in that way.
I mean, it's the thing. It's so cliche, but I always think about the idea of, like, you don't learn from success. Like, if you do everything right, what do you take away from that? Except, like, I guess I'll do that again. As opposed to, like, if you mess, and don't get me wrong, succeeding 100%, yeah, that's great. But,
there's no alternate version of things where everything we do goes smoothly forever. Like, that's not on the table. There is do stuff, and sometimes it's mistakes, or do not do stuff ever. And, like, that's just, the more comfortable you can get with that, not comfortable as in not caring whether your actions affect other people, but comfortable with the fact that things will sometimes go badly, and it will, you will find a way through it. You will make it okay. You will do your best to learn from that, while continuing to love the people around you. Like, that's just the job. That's the gig. It's easier for me to say today, because when I brought it up last time, I just still felt terrible. So that's my contribution, is that, like, it'll be okay. Look, revisiting this topic several weeks later, it's so much easier for me to be like, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Time will definitely take the sting off a little bit, too, in addition to making amends.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.